Life by Divine with Sue DeMay fosters deep healing and profound awakenings as she guides you to hear, answer, and trust the highest calling of your heart. Your host and sacred guide is global impact visionary leader Sue DeMay, a best-selling author, international speaker, and gifted intuitive healer who challenges all of us to shift from life by default or even life by design to truly living life by divine. And now, here is Sue DeMay.
Welcome to the show. We had a little technical glitch today to get in, so I'm glad I'm here, and it's an honor to be here with you once again, sharing whatever channeled message comes through for you at this time. And I know that it's a really challenging time for a lot of people, so I'm just honoring where everyone is in their humanness. I know that in our human experience, there's a lot happening. And I just want to take a moment to really honor the challenges you're facing, the changes you're facing, and just really inviting you to dig deep into that trust, dig deep into that blind faith, dig deep into your divine courage and divine strength to take the steps that you need to take in order to walk through this challenging time. I know for me, these moments where life just seems to be shaking us all up are really powerful choice points. They're actually very powerful soul choice points for us to really embrace our human experience and embody our divinity at the same time. When life shakes me up, I know that it's for my highest good. I know that it's actually serving all of humanity. So as much as it's challenging, I understand that it's actually, you know, my spirit, my soul, the divine doing the shaking. As the ground is shaking beneath us, we can trust that it's the divine shaking things up right now to wake us all up. To wake us all up to our full potential, to wake us up to the expression of our gifts, and to ultimately unite us in love for each other and our planet. And I've talked about this on previous episodes. Global unification is closer than we think. We're on the verge of a big potential breakthrough, and it does require all of us to make a choice in each moment, a conscious choice to move in that direction, because it would be really easy to let fear overcome us. It would be easy to let the programming that we've all been a victim of or imprisoned by for so long to take over and really expand fear. It's so tempting. It's so easy. The courage comes in really making that choice for love. The courage comes in making a different choice in each moment than what we're seeing in the world. So the choice really boils down to, what are you willing to do? And digging deep for that courage. And it only takes 10 seconds of courage to make another choice. So today, I honor you as I always do. I appreciate you. And I know that you are one of those individuals that are awake, that are trying to maybe wake up others, that are open to the gifts that are meant to come through you to express themselves so that you can contribute to the healing of the whole of humanity. I know you're one of those people because you're listening to my voice. You wouldn't be here listening to these messages and be drawn to these, and they wouldn't resonate on some deeper level if you weren't one of the 1% that is here to make a difference in the world, to wake people up to their full potential, to wake people up from the dream of fear and judgment and all the programming that keeps us stuck in those cycles. You're here for a reason. There's purpose for your life. far greater than you can imagine in your human mind. But in your heart, you know. You know it. And that's why you're here. That's why you're here listening. So today I want to talk about how to over-deliver without undervaluing yourself or your offerings. And it's really important at this time for all of us to really honor what gift we're extending in the world and recognize that it's okay to have prosperity and abundance come from extending that gift. And it's the way we make a living. It's, you know, we use money here in this human experience, and we need to be able to understand and use money, prosperity, abundance in a conscious way so that it can be love that we're extending, not fear. And I talked about this in my Abundance Breakthrough Experience program. I talk about how money is basically, a lot of it is cursed. It's passed through so many hands. It's gone through corruption. It's being used in ways to maintain power over others, not to empower people. It's very different. It's about taking people's power away. That's how it's been used. And so as money comes in, it's innately cursed by the experiences that it's had, the hands it's passed through, the intention it's been used, or the intention it's been, you know, wanted to be used for. So we have to recognize that when we receive money, we can bless it as it comes in. We can bless it. And just in blessing it and having gratitude for it coming in, we're actually cleansing and purifying it. And then that extension out into the world is a blessing when we spend the money, when the money goes back out. So I want to talk specifically today. There's a lot I can talk about around abundance, and the Abundance Breakthrough Program is like packed full of so many lessons and so many things I've learned and I've experienced over the last 25 to 30 years in doing my work. Because I grew up in lack and limitation. That was my programming. And I've unplugged from that, but it's been a gradual unplugging. So the Abundance Breakthrough Experience is more of a fast track. You don't have to wait 30 years to get the lessons and to understand and to move through it and to shift into prosperity consciousness, to plug into prosperity consciousness. It's a fast track. So this is just another lesson that I want to share with you, one of the many that are in that program. The question I have for you, are you someone that likes to over-deliver? Are you someone that likes to offer way more value than what you charge for? And there's two places that can come from. And I'm going to talk about basically kind of the secret formula to discern where is it coming from and is it in alignment, is it not? And when it's not in alignment, when you're actually over-delivering and offering way more value than what you charge for, when you're doing that from a place of fear, feeling not good enough, you needing to prove yourself, feeling less than, feeling inferior, or needing to prove your worth. Any of those things, it's all rooted in fear. And when we are over-delivering from a place of fear, it usually comes at a cost by compromising your time. It requires a lot of energy. It really drains your energy. And then it actually really compromises your potential for prosperity. So when we look at where the tendency to over-deliver comes from, we can kind of get in underneath and unwind it a little bit, unwind the mind around it a little bit, and take a look at some of your beliefs. And when we can do that, we can look at how to over-deliver without undervaluing yourself, without undervaluing what you're offering, your gifts, what you're extending into the world. This will allow you to align with being love in action and experience authentic abundance. It's that connection to authentic abundance is what we're looking for. And what is authentic abundance for one person would be different for another person. So it's not like we're all meant to make millions and millions of dollars. but we're all meant, what's meant to be on our path is, will be clear if we actually allow our heart to lead us, if we allow the divine to guide us moment to moment through the path. Now, when it comes to over-delivering, I want you to really sink in with me here and take some deep breaths and close your eyes if you're able to. I want you to use this episode, not as just listening and taking what resonates and off you go. I want you to actually feel into it and use it for your healing right now. I want you to take the opportunity right now to sink in and radically, honestly, take a good look at your relationship with over-delivering. Does over-delivering come with undervaluing? Not always. When you have that tendency to over-deliver, what's driving you to over-deliver? We can have a natural kind of generous spirit. Our heart is very generous and we want to be giving. But are you giving without receiving? Is that a one-way street? Do you give, 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 and you're not open to receive? Because in life by divine, in heart-led living, giving is receiving, receiving is giving. There, it's an exchange. The moment you extend, you receive, if you're open. The moment you give, you receive, if you're open to receive. Now, if you're over-delivering from a place of needing to prove yourself or your services, then it actually ends up not being very clean in the exchange. And often you feel like you kind of have to sell a lot more. Divine marketing is more when you can really align with the value of what you're offering, no matter what price tag you put on it. So there's the value of what you're offering, whether your services include a session with you, which would be you're selling kind of yourself and your gifts, or you're selling a program or some kind of transformation, some kind of experience, some shift. That's really what you're selling, is the experience, not the program, but the experience. Or what is the offering of the experience? What helps them shift something inside themselves? What's the transformation? What's the change or result of taking the program? What can they gain from it? That's really what we value, what we're trying to put the value on. I'm going to backtrack to when I started doing the heart-led living member calls in 2011, 2012. I was struggling with my own health issues. And before I wrote Heart-Led Living, the book of 10 principles that shift consciousness from head to heart. And I had just closed my studio, It was around that time. And I started to run a program called Get Out of Your Own Way. And I ran that program because I needed it for me to walk people through it, but also to really integrate it and get it more at the level of my own subconscious mind. So I started teaching it. And when I was teaching it, I was doing these weekly calls, live weekly calls with anybody who wanted to come in. And it was a 12-week program. And they paid for the program, and then the calls were part of the program. After they finished the 12 weeks, a lot of them wanted to stay on and continue to receive the support for the calls. And at the time, I was guided to charge $15 a month to continue on some live calls. It was one live call per week, every week. And that's where heart-led living basically came to fruition. That's where it started to get, I started to give birth to heart-led living. So the calls began before the book, before the business, before everything. I started doing these calls. And each week I recognized just how powerful it was to heal within community. And although the value, what people were getting, what my members were getting from those calls was extraordinary, and in a lot of ways, very like priceless. I couldn't put a value on that transformation, that shift, that support, that love, that container that was being held for them to come in and have those vulnerable conversations and receive that deep support, receive the healing and the intuitive readings and, you know, have light shone on their blind spots. We did, and we continue to do so much healing and those calls. And at the time, I was really clear it was $15 a month. And for the longest time, it was $15 a month. And I remember at one point I was guided to put it up to $30 a month. And it was interesting because right around that time, I was also trying to really get clear about what my value was, like valuing my time, my energy, my offerings differently than I did in the past. But at the same time, I had this real strong desire to over-deliver, to give more than what people were paying for, and to offer more of my heart than maybe some others were offering in their programs. I wanted people to have access to me and to my gift, because I knew how powerful my gift was and how transformative it was when people had access to it, when they had access to asking, you know, clear, direct questions to spirit, and I could channel what they needed, as well as channel any healing energy or, you know, connecting them with a loved one, whatever it was that they needed in that moment. And I started to recognize that I needed to charge more than $15 a month, because at that time I was feeling a little bit more drained, and it was a lot to carry, you know, the members, the membership, the business, everything that I was doing. So the price went up to 30, and then it actually went back down to 15. It was very funny. And it was interesting at that time when I went back down to 15, I felt relief. So the 30 felt a bit of a stretch for me. And when I went back down to 15, I started to really just be like generous. I felt this like generous. I focused on the generosity, and I was really extending that as, you know, the gift. And some people were recognizing it. There were some core people that were recognizing it. But what I was finding with new people that were coming in is they would be like, oh, I can't get on the live calls, therefore I'm just going to cancel. I'm like, it's only $15 a month. I'm like, it's such a minimal investment for like the incredible value that you're getting. But people couldn't see the value. And I couldn't understand why. I was trying to convince them of the value. I was trying to tell them the value, and they just couldn't see the value. And I realized that they didn't see the value because I didn't see the value at that time. So I needed to shift gears and recognize that what I was offering, no matter what the price, and whether I charged $0 or $1,000, it didn't matter. I needed to see the value fully, wholly, and completely. So that was my process. I started to look at what am I offering, and what's the transformation? What's the shift? What's the outcome that they're getting from working with me every week? What's the extension that's happening that they're experiencing their life that's transforming their lives in so many different ways? And when I started to get really clear about that, I started to see that I needed to charge more. And I needed to charge more, not because the value had changed. I had recognized the value, but then I started to recognize that I needed to value myself, my time, my energy, what I was offering. Sometimes the calls would go over time. So I had to started to really value my time and the commitment I was making. So I started to shift a lot of those things within myself as well. So I valued the product, the offering, the gift I was extending, but then I also started to value myself, my time, my energy. And my also recognizing that I deserve abundance, that I deserve all of the, you know, the gifts that I'm extending to everybody else and inviting everybody else in their life. I invite that into my life as well. So there was a shift there within me. The biggest shift that happened was I shifted from a place of trying to get everybody to see the value to really standing true in understanding and embracing the value for myself. And that's where everything started to shift. Now I went up to 50, then it went up to 99 a month, and now it's $300 a month for to be in my inner circle. And it's transformed, it's shifted. I went from this like wanting to help, you know, a whole bunch of people and have a whole bunch of members, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of members or thousands of members, and to actually going, no, it's a small container. It's a small, intimate group, small group, big impact, global influence. That's what I kept hearing. Small group, big impact, global influence. So I started to really bring it back down to that intimacy. And I can over deliver in the intimacy, and but I'm not over delivering from a place of fear. I'm not over delivering from a place of obligation or guilt or from a place of lack of self-worth. I'm over delivering from a place of genuine guided extension. So there's the key there. That's the secret formula, is divine discernment between what is guided and what is not. What is in alignment with your heart, and what is your head saying? And is your head and your heart in sync? If so, then you're in alignment. But if in your head you're saying, oh, I need to over deliver because I'm not good enough, if that's the subconscious programming, and your heart is guiding you in another way, then you'll have resistance. Resistance can show up with people not signing up for your program. It can show up for in the way of, you know, people booking and then canceling appointments. It can show up as feeling guilty or not good enough, or it can show up as procrastination. There's a whole bunch of ways that resistance can show up. I talked about this in last week's episode. Resistance is the gap between what the mind thinks and what our heart knows. And it's aligning with the heart knowing. That's really the key. That's the secret formula to be able to over-deliver without undervaluing yourself or your offerings. When it's guided to give a certain way and charge a certain amount, when you're actually letting your heart, letting the divine guide you in setting those prices and setting what the program looks like or what your offering looks like, then you know you're in authentic alignment with the divine. And you can share from that place, and you can be love in action. And the result of being love in action is authentic abundance. That's the side effect. When you're in full alignment with your guidance and your heart is leading you to what to offer, when to offer it, how to offer it, then it's in service to everyone, including you, because you're tapping into the divinity. And life by divine is about offering in this world what you're meant to offer and receiving what you're worthy of receiving. And that can't be measured, because you're worthy beyond measure. And really what it's about is unwinding the mind and changing the programming at the level of the mind, conscious and subconscious. The subconscious programming is that tape that's running in the background that quite often you don't hear. You'll have these experiences of sabotage, or you'll have these repeating cycles kind of getting stuck. And I've worked with a lot of clients that have had, you know, abundance come in and it feels really good. It's flowing, and suddenly it all teeters away and it disappears, and they're running in debt again. And then all of a sudden abundance comes in and they're feeling good, and then they're running in debt again. So that's a repeating cycle. And the reason there's a repeating cycle is because there's a blind spot. There's something in the subconscious programming that's actually stopping you from living abundantly, sustainably, sustaining that authentic abundance. That's what we're looking for here. And I'm finding that a lot of people are looking for that fast kind of, you know, magic pill when it comes to abundance. But I have found in my experience, and I've been doing this work for over 30 years now, in my experience, when it comes to abundance, it takes time to unwind from that poverty consciousness, because it's so deeply ingrained and there's so much programming. But there's also so many different angles that the ego takes. And there's so many different approaches and levels that we need to heal this around this. So poverty consciousness is not something you just switch instantly overnight. It's a process. It's a journey. And it becomes easier and easier as you practice. And when I was talking about my authentic or my abundance breakthrough experience, it's definitely a fast track experience because it has all the elements and it's actually touching on the mental, the emotional, the physical, even energetically. I have the yoga abundance class, which breaks the density in the body. There's the audio frequency tracks, which actually change the vibrational frequency of your physical body, clears that density, but it also changes the subconscious mind. So we're working on every level. Abundance is an experience that is actually every level, that it needs to be addressed on every level. Otherwise, you won't have sustainable results. And financial self-sabotage is really, really common. A lot of people do it. And there's a lot of different angles that the ego can take that will pull us down into these wormholes. And my most recent one that I discovered was that I suddenly found that receiving came with condition. And that condition was, I'm open to receive more because therefore I can give more. It wasn't, I'm open to receive more and therefore I will receive more. And just bathe in that is like, there was conditional based on, if I earn more, then I can pay my staff more. If I earn more, then I can extend more through the Heart-Led Living Foundation. So it was conditional based on giving. And I needed to shift that programming. And that was a deeper layer. I didn't see it for the longest time. And when I shifted it, it changed everything instantly. But these blind spots are called blind spots for a reason. We don't see them for a reason. And the thing with our own blind spots is it's challenging to find them for ourselves. Not always. Sometimes it's a little easy if we have a real strong trigger. And if we have a real commitment and willingness to go in and get in underneath it and find the root. But some of these blind spots are really well hidden. And we need support to find them. The good news is when you follow your heart, when you lead with your heart, when you let the divine lead you in every moment of every a day, you're actually tapping into that beautiful divine perspective. And there's an orchestration that's happening on behalf of all of humanity. When we follow our heart, we're tapping into that divine source that we all come from. And it's actually serving everyone. The guidance that comes through your heart, although it's specific for your life and your offerings and your business and whatever it is that's happening, you know, how much you're meant to charge and all of that, all of the details are given. It comes through the heart, not through the head, because the head is full of limited programming and filters. When we let it come through our heart, we actually are serving all of humanity, including us. We're taken care of in that. So when we undervalue what we're offering, we are showing by example. We're telling people basically to undervalue what they're receiving. Now, the curious thing with the Abundance Breakthrough Experience program recently, I was guided to change the way I've changed it all around. I've added way more, you know, offerings and videos. I have, like, it's packed full of stuff. And before, what it was just in its basic kind of package, I've had so many people tell me this program should be $200-$300 at minimum. And I'm like, I'm not feeling to charge that. And in the abundance program, I really feel that I feel really clear about over-delivering. It feels very clearly guided. I'm meant to over-deliver. And the value, it basically right now, it's only $44, one time $44, basically. And that feels so clear. It feels like a gift for humanity, because I know that feeling when you're struggling with abundance, when you're struggling with lack and poverty consciousness and trying to unplug from that, and you don't have the financial abundance present to really invest in breaking through that cycle. It doesn't feel good to go into more debt. It doesn't feel good to stretch ourselves when we're already in that place of fear. And there's a lot of programs out there, and there's a lot of things being sold in the way of abundance stuff that is overcharged. I'm just going to say it. They're overcharging for some of it, not everybody. And it's that divine discernment. I can actually tune into the program. I can tune into the individual and what they're offering. And I can feel the alignment. You can feel it on a deeper level. And that's what you're looking for, that authentic alignment with what they're teaching, what they're sharing in the world, and what they're charging. I found out recently that someone was charging over $9,000 for an entity clearing. And I was baffled by that, because, you know, I do one session and I can do that and a soul retrieval and a couple other things. It's like there's so much in an hour I can do, but for me to charge that amount feels so absolutely out of alignment for me. Now, I can't say that that person is in alignment or not in alignment for them. Like, they have to tune in about that for themselves. There was this other woman that I found out was charging $1,000 an hour for just an abundance consult, like a coaching session around abundance. Now, you have to recognize your clients. If you're teaching abundance, your clients aren't going to be rolling in the dough and having $1,000 to throw around for an abundance coaching session. So it's those kinds of things we have to really be discerning around. So as I tune into those things, a lot of times they're not in alignment. A lot of times it's fear-based, whether that person is coming from a place of fear, trying to prove that they're worth $1,000 an hour, or that they're playing into the client's fears. And neither feels good. But the challenge is when someone's really desperate for an answer and needing to have their money, you know, abundance stuff sorted out, they will pay more than they can afford. And sometimes that's in alignment. There is a divine investment. Sometimes that divine investment comes in the way of, okay, borrow from the line of credit. I've had those moments. I've had many of those moments. When we had over $500,000 worth of debt, our line of credit was $300,000. And my husband and I were both not making any money. He had started his own business, and there was a big hit in 2008. My business took a hit. We just weren't making any money. And there was a program that came up, and I knew with every part of my being that I was meant to be part of that program. And I knew I needed to invest. So I borrowed the money on the line of credit. But that was very clearly guided. And there's other times in my life where I know that I spent money when it wasn't guided. I spent money, you know, chasing that promise or chasing that shiny carrot. And it didn't deliver. I kept chasing it. It wasn't the answer. So when we stop and pause and take a breath and tune into the heart space, we can tap into our internal GPS, our internal guided prosperity system. It's going to guide you to your prosperity. It's going to guide you to what authentic abundance is for you. But healing your money blocks, healing your subconscious programming and poverty consciousness, it requires some heart work. It requires courage, requires commitment, requires willingness. But undervaluing and over-delivering is actually not serving your clients, because what you're extending is fear. And when your fear meets their fear, because they're already in fear of lack and limitation, living in poverty consciousness, struggling, running on a hamster wheel, repetitive patterns that pull them into lack and limitation over and over again. When your fear meets their fear, fear expands. So what you're really doing is extending fear in the world. Whether you're meant to charge $44 or $4,000 or $44,000 or more, your heart knows. And sometimes what you're guided to charge feels like too much of a stretch. And I know and understand now the value of what I offer in the world. So what I charge is what I'm guided to charge. And the coach I was working with for a couple of years for my one-on-one sessions, she's like, you need to charge way more than $300. And I put it up to 500 for a while. And then I did the guiding scale from 300 to 500 because that felt good. But I know that my one-on-one sessions are worth more than $1,000. I would pay tens of thousands of dollars for some of the shifts that my clients are getting in an hour. It's worth way more than I can put any monetary value on. So I know the value beyond the monetary value. That's the difference. And then I shift to, what am I guided to charge? And right now it just happens to be the $300 mark came in. That was really clear. But I also don't want to grow my one-on-one business. So I don't want to have, you know, all these one-on-one sessions. I'm looking more to having some more inner circle members and offering more online programs, because I also need to value my time and my energy and my self-care and my soul care. Because as a healer, with the sensitivities I have, I need more space in my day to decompress. I need more space in my day to meditate and do yoga and to take care of myself in the way of my food and all of that. So I need more downtime. That's just the nature of it. That's what I recognize for myself. And when I value that, then that comes into play when it comes to what the guidance is to charge. So when it comes down to it, the question is, how do I know how much to charge for what I'm offering? I ask the divine. I ask my heart. I ask for guidance. And sometimes the guidance that comes in may be a little bit stretchy for you. And if you can't really stand in it, if in your human mind it's too much of a stretch, then there's going to be a discord. So you may need to make the choice for peace. And the choice for peace might be just going a little bit less until you can actually really stand in what you're offering. The other time I just want you to kind of pause and really pay attention is when you are talking about your services or your offering and you're feeling passionate and you know the value and you're excited and you want that transformation and that shift for your clients. But then when it comes to saying, well, how much is the investment? And you cringe. If you have that moment of pause and you pull back and you can feel your energy tighten or something shifts there, you know there's a discord there for a reason. There's resistance there for a reason. And when you can identify what that resistance is. In that moment, you can actually shift it. And some of you may need support in shining light on that. So I'm just, I don't want it to sound too super duper easy, but that's your key. That's the secret formula, is follow the resistance. Follow those moments where you feel yourself cringe around money, or where you see those patterns repeating themselves over and over again. Oh, the sabotage. Those times where you know better, but you're doing it anyways, and you can't seem to stop yourself. That's all subconscious programming. That's all past life stuff, or energetic stuff, or old sacred contracts that need to shift or need to change, that need to be healed. There's a lot of different reasons why you may feel blocked around money, and why you may have that moment of discord or the resistance or the repetitive cycles. There's more than one reason. And a lot of people struggle with this. So I just want you to realize that you're not alone, and that there are ways to get in underneath and heal these pieces, so that you can be love in action. That's what the world needs. It needs you to extend love through your offerings and through your programs, and you feel clear and clean in that. You're in alignment in that. You're clear about how much to charge and why you charge that much. You can value yourself. You can value your offering. And it doesn't matter what the price tag is. You can really stand up inside yourself and say yes to it fully, wholly, and completely. Then you're extending love. And your love meeting their fear expands love. When love meets fear, love expands every single time. So hold that as your intention. And recognizing that as much as your clients and those that you service in the world deserve love and abundance and compassion and understanding, you deserve that as well. You're just as worthy. And everything you believe about your clients, I'm going to invite you to turn around and believe it for yourself. Embrace those beliefs for yourself. And in that moment that you have discord, or you have resistance about what you're offering, what you value, or you have that generous heart and you want to overdeliver, just in that moment, make a choice for love. In that moment, decide that what you're doing is a choice for love, so that you can extend more love in the world. And the side effect of being in alignment is abundance, peace, joy, love, authentic abundance, prosperity. All of it comes, just naturally arises when we're doing the work in the world that we're meant to. And all our needs are met, and we're totally taken care of. That's divine compensation. That's divine, authentic abundance. And when you're coming from that place, it becomes this divine marketing, because basically you're just sharing authentically. And those that are meant to align with your programs or with your offerings will feel it in your heart, in their heart, and they'll be guided. And sometimes you need to speak to their fear, because sometimes they'll be in that place of fear. Just meet their fear with love. Honor them. See them. It's okay to have fear. But meet their fear with love as much as you can, as often as you can, in whatever way, in whatever capacity you can. That's how we can all be of service, higher service in this world. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And it's an honor to be here with you. I have a new project that's coming, and I'm really excited about it. And so stay tuned. I'll be sharing more about that in the next couple weeks. But I just wanted to share this message with you because I felt it was very important to recognize that it's okay to overdeliver as long as you understand the value of what you're offering and the value that you are, the gift that you are in this world. The world is lucky to have you. We are lucky to have you. I just want you to own that even for a moment. I see you. I honor you. I appreciate you. I love you. Until next week, love and blessings.
You've been listening to Life by Divine with your host, Sue DeMay. Shift your consciousness from head to heart and enliven your soul as you discover how to lead with your heart and live your own life by divine. Join Sue in the growing global heart-led living community at heartledliving.com. That is heart, L-E-D, living.com.